Hey, this is Sam Backer, and welcome to the Sam Backer Show, where we discuss business, marketing, and all kinds of things. So let's go. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about in this video is how you don't burn your list. There's something that is often asked, which is, you know, when I'm emailing offers as an affiliate, how do I not, you know, burn my list? And the term burn basically means people just switch off because you send them so many emails in a certain way that they just switch off. And one of the things about my subscribers and what I've been able to do is I've been able to email people in a way that is unlike what most people do. Probably I would say unlike what 95% of do, maybe even 99% of people do within the affiliate marketing industry. If you're operating on a place like ClickBank or JVZoo, then you'll notice that there's a lot of people that email all sorts of things that make all sorts of claims, and the sole goal is either to get an open or a click. And for me, what I focus on in my emails is I focus on mainly educating people and making sure that I come from an independent perspective, not like I'm a participant in the product itself, but actually an observer of what's going on with these different products. And if that, hopefully that kind of makes sense. I'm someone who's positioning himself on the outside as a objective, person who's like taking the position of educating on the product, the positives and the negatives, and where it fits into my subscribers' marketing. And as a result of doing that, subscribers don't see me as someone who's just selling to them all the time, but instead, if they're actually got a genuine interest in that product, they'll tend to open up my email instead of other people's because they want to find out mainly about, you know, what is actually the case of this product. Is it good? Is it not? I can trust that Sam is sending out an email that's going to educate me on the product, and I'll understand where this is going to fit into my marketing and why I might want it or why I might not. And when you do that, what it means is that you don't end up burning your list. I've got subscriber lists of mine right now that are affiliate lists, and I haven't added to those lists for over a year. Like over a year, I haven't launched any products. I haven't, you know, added to these subscriber lists, and still I'm getting, you know, almost just as good a results as I did a year ago. And the reason is because I take the same approach, the same consistent approach every single time. Sure, I could make more money on one single promotion or a few promotions if I was to turn and say, hey, this is gonna, you know, do all these, generate all these results for you, I can guarantee it. Whereas what I do is I don't do anything like that. I review the products and I make sure that I get all the information about the product and I present it as someone who's completely objective. And in doing that, if people want to buy through me, I'll obviously offer incentives to buy through me, but they're not going to read like a sales message. They know that what they're reading is actually going to, you know, educate them about what they're actually about to purchase if they're deciding on purchasing it. And I'm not afraid to say, hey, you know, if you're in this category, don't purchase this product. So people that are in that category that would be upset if they were to purchase it based on like hype, if I had like added in too much hype, will actually be okay. They won't actually do any of that. They'll actually not buy, and then the next time they'll trust me, and when a product comes around that is a good fit for them, then they'll end up buying that at that time. So a few important things to remember when you're actually email marketing, and if you're able to incorporate this educational factor into your emails, what you'll find is you don't actually need to worry so much about burning your list. Your subscribers will like you more, you'll get far less complaints, and you'll have a much better time, a lot more fun time affiliate marketing to your audience, knowing that you're actually adding value to them, opposed from just trying to sell them all the time.